Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be A Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Love is Not Lowering the Bar. And this is an important one because this idea gets misunderstood all the time in education. Some people think that when teachers lead with love, grace, and care, expectations somehow disappear. That loving kids means being easier on them. That compassion leads to lower standards. That relationships replace rigor. But that's not what love in education actually looks like. Today, I want to talk about why love is not lowering the bar and how the best teachers hold students to high expectations because they care. Before we get into it, I want to ground myself in gratitude. First, I'm thankful for students who keep trying, even when learning feels hard. That kind of effort, especially when confidence is shaky, matters more than any score or outcome. Second, I'm thankful for teachers who stay committed to kids. Educators who keep showing up, who keep believing and keep investing, even when the work is exhausting and the system makes it harder than it should be. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is the opportunity to do meaningful work every day. Work that has purpose, impact, and the chance to positively shape lives. Well, let's get into the main topic, y'all. Love is not lowering the bar. Love in teaching starts with belief. So let's talk about belief. See, love is belief in potential. It's foundational to everything we do. Belief that students are capable, that growth is possible, that effort matters, and that mistakes, they don't define a person. That's belief. And so love is belief in potential, the potential in young people. Lowering the bar, it sends a message Now, here's the thing. Lowering the bar sends a message to students, even if it's unintentional, that, hey, I don't think you can do this. Now, raising the bar while supporting students says, hey, I believe in you enough to expect more. That is love, y'all. Now, let's clear up a common myth. There's a common myth that caring for teachers teachers who are truly caring are soft. That if you're kind, you're not rigorous. But kindness and rigor are not opposites, y'all. They're not. Some of the most loving teachers are also the most demanding because they refuse to let students settle for less than they're capable of. Love doesn't remove challenge. Love provides support through challenge. And so we've got to get through this myth and get rid of this myth that caring teachers, if you're caring as a teacher, you're soft. Now, let's go into a classroom moment here. You have a student who turns in work that doesn't meet the expectation. Now, you could lower the bar and accept it, or you could say, hey, this isn't there yet, and I know you can do better. You offer feedback, you offer time, you offer support, but you don't remove the expectation. That moment, you take that moment and it communicates something powerful to the student. you communicate that, hey, I won't give up on you. I won't lower the standard. And I'll help you get there. That is love in action, y'all, right there. That is love in action. And so how we approach things like this matters, y'all. Let's talk about how love holds the line. Love doesn't avoid hard conversations either. Love doesn't ignore behavior. Love, it doesn't pretend everything is okay when it's not. Love says, hey, this behavior isn't okay. We need to fix this. And yet I still care about you. That's what love says. Holding the line with respect teaches students that boundaries and care, they can exist together. They can coexist beautifully together. And that lesson matters far beyond school and anything else we do, y'all. Because lowering the bar hurts kids. This particular part is uncomfortable, but it matters. Lowering the bar may feel kind in the moment, but over time it sends a message that, hey, expectations don't matter. Effort's not really required, and growth isn't expected. Students, they feel that. And deep down, they often know when less is being asked of them. Love, it doesn't protect students from challenge. It prepares them for it. And so we have to remember that lowering the bar hurts kids. So let's talk about what love looks like in practice, in actual practical terms here. Love in the classroom, it looks like giving clear, honest feedback, offering second chances without removing accountability. Reteaching instead of rescuing. It's not about rescuing, it's about reteaching. And it's also about encouraging perseverance that, hey, you can do hard things. You can work through this. You're unstoppable. Keep moving forward. And celebrating growth, not just success, but celebrating the growth. Now, love in practice is patient. It's steady and it's consistent. And it's anything but easy. It's anything but easy. Sometimes you might think it's easy. It's not easy. And I think that anyone who's been there knows it is not easy, but it's certainly worth it. So that's a little bit about what love looks like in practice. Let's talk about why students remember this now. Years from now, students won't remember everything you assigned. They won't remember every assignment you gave. But what students will remember is they will remember specific teachers who believed in them. Students will remember teachers who didn't give up. They will remember teachers who held them to something meaningful and cared enough to push them. They'll remember feeling capable. See, that's the lasting impact of love paired with high expectations. So as we do a reflective close here, I want to say that love is not about lowering the bar. Love is standing right beside students. Love is standing beside students while they reach the bar. It's believing that, hey, they can grow even when they doubt themselves. It's holding expectations steady and support strong. That's not softness, y'all. That's leadership. And that's the kind of teaching that changes lives. Well, if you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers find the space. And I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.